pharmacies and their teams are under quite intense pressure at the moment. We're working long hours on the front line, often with reduced staffing levels as well. But we are working around the clock to ensure we can continue to provide a safe and effective service where possible.
Are you, in this advice that you've given out, seeing a somewhat similar reaction to panic buying in this kind of way? People are very keen to get everything they need in advance.
Yes, in a similar way to what happened in the last lockdown, there has been a degree of panic. We're asking patients to only order medication as they would do normally, and not to try and order early. Surgeries will only issue items when they're actually due. There's no need to try and stockpile. The supply chain of medicines to the island is currently operating as normal. But obviously, we need to try and ensure this situation continues.
So just to be clear, for people that do have repeat prescriptions, are they're happy to continue? It's just extra that people might want to apply for?
Absolutely. Yeah, patients can order their prescriptions in their normal way at the time when they're about to run out. It's just not to encourage people to try and do it any earlier or to try and ask the surgeries to provide extra, especially for things like inhalers and other medications for asthma and breathing issues. That's where the problems have lain in the past. We'll continue as normal and there won't be any shortages. One thing I would also like to add is that we're trying to reduce the number of people coming into the pharmacy just to try and maintain the safety of our staff and for the patients themselves as well. So our colleagues at St John's Ambulance have once again offered to help deliver medications to patients who are shielding or isolating. This is a voluntary service and should be used by people who haven't got anybody who can collect their medication on their behalf. And we're very thankful for their support during this time.